Republican U.S. Senate candidate, also Senate President Chuck Morse joins the GMI studio. Senator, thanks for being with us. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Jack.
Well, I guess the general question is, you know, you're still got a big hand in running the state and trying to run a campaign for the U.S. Senate. How's the campaign going?
Campaign's going great. We're coming on today to announce what we raised, and I think it's exciting. You know, it's happening north, south, east, and west in New Hampshire. People are coming into the campaign, and I think the great thing about it is I've never run statewide before, but, you know, the fact that we're going to announce right now with you, Jack, that we raised $750,000 in the first quarter, only announcing on January 29th, I think it's exciting, and I think people more and more are coming on the team.
Well, it's interesting because one of your opponents in this race, Kevin Smith, I think announced just last week on the show $410,000, so that's a sizable difference.
Yeah, we set out, we had a goal. I mean, we knew what Kelly Ayotte had raised in the past, and it was just about $600,000. We were going to beat that, and we did. So we just made sure that we were going to be a front runner. And I think what you're seeing is, you know, people from Pittsburgh to Pelham and Hinsdale to Hampton, I've raised money in all 10 counties. So it's exciting.
Now, Senator Morse announcing or saying $750,000 raised in the quarter. Senator Hassan announced, I believe, $4.3 million. Obviously, the incumbent, she doesn't have a challenger. That's a big number. Do you know how much of that's from out-of-state versus in-state? And what's interesting there is the senator has millions of dollars on hand, but yet the needle doesn't seem to move much in terms of where her numbers are at. So what's your take on the difference in your money, you're saying? Is it most of that in-state?
Oh, yeah, it's almost all in-state. Jack, that's over 800 donations that we raised in the first 8 weeks of running. I mean, I think it's showing that the people in New Hampshire are behind me. It's showing day and day that they want me to come out and speak to them and talk throughout the state. And as we're doing this, we're building a campaign, and people are coming on board with us.
And, Senator, I'm going to go back to, I had an interview the other day, Corey Lewandowski on the show, not really talking about the Senate race, talking about some other things, but he made a point that former President Trump and his PAC, and therefore, I guess, Lewandowski, are still looking for maybe another candidate to get into this race. And one of the names that's been sort of sourced out there is Wendy Long. She went to Dartmouth, has a residence here, ran for U.S. Senate in New York. And that the former president was trying to, or Corey Lewandowski, tried to talk to her about running under the auspices that that the candidates who are going to take on Maggie Hassan need to be able to raise a lot of money compared to her million. So now that you've done this number so successfully, do you think that's something that the former president would look at this favorably as a possible endorsement or not?
Jack, I'm going to continue to work hard like I've done every day, serving as Senate President in New Hampshire. I think I'm proving right now that we can run a statewide race, and you'd have to ask President Trump, you know, who he's going to support, but I think people are seeing right now in New Hampshire what I can do, and we're just bringing the message to them of everything we've accomplished in this state.
You don't mind, Senator Morse, if I asked you to put your Senate President hat on for a moment. Well, I guess both hats, running for Senate as U.S. Senate as well. You're a business owner. You talk about it a lot. You know business. What's your sense on this local economy as you look in the next 12 months? It seems to me that inflation is not going away. The Fed looks like they're trying to raise interest rates, but they can only raise them so much because that bank-to-bank number can't go too high. What's your sense on the next year or so? We have energy prices that are, I guess gas prices are down a little bit, but what's your sense on the next 12 months if you're a listener or a voter in New Hampshire on the local economy and the national economy? Are you concerned? I mean, what do you see? Are we going into a recession or not?
Well, I am very concerned. I mean, you know, everybody knows what they're paying for gas that's going in their car, and people certainly know what it's costing them to heat their homes. The latest thing that's coming up is, you know, we can't get transformers in this country to build projects, and that's going to put some problems on the growth that we're seeing here in New Hampshire. We've done everything possible as a state to make sure that we grow this economy, and Washington's doing everything possible to make sure that they hinder it. I sure as heck am going to continue to fight to make sure we grow the economy, and I hear the people. They're concerned.
And, Senator, before we let you go, you would express reservation and then an openness, but now I'm hearing that this is a little more complicated than we maybe first had thought, that temporarily, speaking of energy prices, suspending the state gas tax may not be as effective as some people thought. Senator D'Alessandro, one of your colleagues on the Democrat side, said Friday that 4 cents of that, for example, was already committed to another loan. Do you have your doubts about this, or do you still have doubts? Are you open to it? Do you think it will happen or not?
I still have doubts about it. I certainly see concerns, and those were expressed during the hearing, and I think the other senators saw that. So we'll have a discussion on Wednesday about it, but I think we heard the concerns from the public, and I've always had doubts about this.
Senator Morse, thank you very much. Announcing Good Morning New Hampshire, raising, you said, $750,000 from 800 different donations in this quarter measurement. Thank you, Senator, for joining us on Good Morning New Hampshire.
Thanks, Jack. You take care.